what I've seen at Fairy Alarm. And so there, maybe I was there in June. I looked out in June and I was very worried about it. But to see what has happened since, the sea is starting to make very deep inroads and something needs to be done very quickly.
And I understand that the community of Inver, or at least some residents, are growing increasingly concerned over this. What do they feel, or what do they think is needed as a possible solution to this?
Well, I think, not alone Inver now. Inver's different now. It's two houses that's really affected there. But, I mean, coastal erosion in Mount Charlotte and St. John's Point, and even since yesterday, since the Facebook thing went up, I was in yesterday afternoon in Kilcare. It's bad in there too. But the Inver one is particularly worrying. I mean, it's two houses beside the sea. And since we were there in early June canvassing and going back now, nearly 2 months, and to see the inroads that it's made into the wall in there. I mean, these people, when they go to bed at night now with a storm, they don't know if they're going to get up in the morning and their walls is going to be gone, or their garden. You know, it is very alarming what's going on out there. There needs to be a solution put in, and a permanent solution put in there right away. I don't know if it's going to be a rock arm or what, but we need to get engineers out there and get a solution, and a permanent solution ASAP.
And does the buck ultimately stop with the OPW?
Well, that's the problem at the moment, is getting the buck to stop with anybody. It seems to be going round in circles. Since I went into the council, between the council and the OPW, I haven't got a pathway forward yet to see who's going to take responsibility for it. And that's why I'm pushing to try and get this matter sorted as quick as I can,